Okay, I can see myself, so we're going to have the roll call, please.
Hart?
Here.
Hapla?
Here.
Ormski?
Here.
Peters?
Here.
Rafferty? Stoltenberg?
Here.
Wendland?
Here. Okay, we had minutes at the last meeting.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the minutes of the October 16th meeting.
Second.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion and a second to approve the minutes of the meeting of October 16th, 2019. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Okay, the minutes are approved. So good evening and welcome, everyone. Everybody's in the back row, as you can see tonight. There's plenty of seats up front. There are no extra charge. So welcome to the Plan and Zone Commission. We are an approving body appointed by the mayor and city council to review matters of zoning, land use, and such. And with that, Greg, we will begin.
Mr. Chairman, the site talking about for the preliminary plat here for Wilderness Point is reached pretty much by Criswell. And there will be a means of entry into this overall subdivision that's proposed. This is the concept that you guys saw earlier when the rezoning occurred. And it's matching up with greater detail shown here for the utilities and the like. Wilderness Point Drive will be right there. And that'll be the means of entry. And then you'll branch out here and here to the lots on this 69-acre plot. And essentially, you have connectivity through this North-South Street right here, Woody Creek Lane. 55 lots are within the site. As you can see, there is a great deal of topography change within that area. There will be detention basins as well and detention mechanisms throughout the site to help with water purification and also the flow of stormwater through what I believe is the west fork of Pigeon Creek. Staff in reviewing this report would support the recommendation for approval with the conditions listed in the report. I'd ask, are there any questions?
Okay, thanks, Greg. John, anything since publication on this matter?
No, this is, you pretty much saw this concept with the rezoning request that came before you. It's almost a mirror image of the concept that came before you. I guess the only comment I'd make, I wouldn't get hung up on the number of comments that there are. A lot of this is just housekeeping stuff that we take care of at staff level.
Okay, thanks. Questions from the commission or comments in this matter?
One question. Does lot 18 get to take care of lot D? I believe it says the
nope, over in the wrong side.
That'd be down in the lower
here.
Left corner.
I don't know if that a lot of assignment is there. That's one of the things we want on the final plat that will be verified, though, is to which outlot is coupled to which lot of record.
Okay. Just wondering that because it's not adjacent because of outlot C, which is detention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were anticipating potentially, and the comment came after the initial review letter, of whether outlot C and outlot D maybe get combined, or they have to provide access to it, right. Outlot D.
Okay. Thank you.
Greg, is there another, there's another development of a few homes in there on the east side of Criswell coming? I think we saw something recently. There's something coming in. Does that ring a bell? I'm just wondering where that ties
it's
in.
An extraterritorial
item. Right. I'm just curious where that driveway lines up with this driveway.
Yeah, I don't think that ever got finalized, however.
Oh, no. Okay.
They've been, I don't know. They've got some, they have signs up there, and there has been some dirt moving.
Okay.
They've been bringing
maybe
fill
it
in.
Did get.
I think it might have finalized.
Just curious where that driveway lined up with this entranceway, if we knew.
Right there.
It's not critical, but just curious if they're.
I don't think it's directly adjacent.
It's a little farther north.
It's farther north.
We're looking right now. I believe so.
See that piece. It's north.
No.
I don't know if it was right here.
It's fairly close, but it, yeah. So Greg, it's about even with the north property line. It's that piece of ground directly to the east there, I believe.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, so it would line up basically with where the cul-de-sac is going to come
okay,
through.
Okay, not the other street that's coming in. Okay, thanks. Appreciate that. Others with the commission? I got a 1 in 3 chance out here in the audience. Anyone in the audience with regard to this matter? Nope. Okay, back to the commission.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 19-096, subject to the staff recommendations.
Second.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion and a second to approve case 19-096, Wilderness Point Edition, subject to staff recommendations. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Case 19-096 is recommended for approval. Okay, Greg?
Next case is lots 11 through 13 of Bettendorf Industrial Park 2nd, which is approached from State Street and then 62nd Street right here. And the outline of these lots is like purple blue area. That essentially right there are the three lots that are within the subdivision that are being discussed tonight. And what we have is a warehouse of approximately 50,000 feet that is proposed for the first two lots, but there is also the potential to add on to that footprint with the larger lot up here. Means of entry for this site is far enough removed from State Street. And you do have a fire lane right here that is anticipated to eventually go all the way around. There's also, I believe, a provision made so that it can go around this portion of the building at such time as it gets constructed. And fire suppression is laid out according to fire department standards. The parking spaces that are there essentially are in keeping with one for every two employees and one for every vehicle, and there's also substantial space within the structure itself. This is how the elevations will look for the building, for building number one. And the landscape requirements were met by the petitioner for what you see here. Staff in reviewing this proposal would recommend approval with the conditions listed in the report. Are there any questions?
Okay, thanks, Greg. John, any updates since publication or staff?
Nothing from us.
Okay, questions or comments from the commission on this matter? I got one, Greg, on the parking. So, and I'll ask it as a question rather than a statement. So it's based on the square footage, not the square footage, it's based on the use and the number of employees.
Mm-hmm.
At such time in the future as this could change a use, that would drive a new review of the parking requirements.
Yes.
Then?
Mm-hmm.
So if it didn't comply for the new use, it would have to figure out where to get more parking.
Yes.
Okay.
And is there potential for more parking?
Yeah, they're showing a future parking layout on the south side of the building.
South side, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And they're in there. Great. Okay. Others on the commission. No one? Anyone in the audience with regard to this matter? Mr. Kellner.
I'm actually going to say something. I always am told, don't speak unless you really absolutely have to.
And I want for the record to say you are not last on the agenda tonight.
Two out of three, I will take that any time.
Yeah, I think you should buy a lotto ticket. But yeah, welcome. Please comment. Yes.
Just on the parking, what I was going to say is this is a spec building that we've been talking about, I think, for 4 years. So we're finally doing it, and what we wanted to do was we wanted to park it so that hopefully that Fortune 500 company that comes to town to look at the building, they can park there, and the broker, and they can do a quick walkthrough, and then we'll park it per their occupancy. So this is really just enough parking to be able to show the building once it's up.
Okay, makes sense. Yeah, good. Okay, thanks for that clarification. All right. Anyone else in the commission, Beck? Oh, we'd take a motion on this case then.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move for approval of case 19-096, 97, subject to staff recommendations.
I'll second.
Okay, thanks. We have a motion and a second to approve case 19097, subject to staff recommendations. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. 19097 is recommended for approval. Okay, Greg?
Next project can be approached either down 42nd Street or Elm Street. This used to be a site, and as you've seen now, this is the tank farm here is all cleared out. And this structure is what remains. The area now is used for a trucking company, and they would like to place a garage right about in that spot right there. This is the plan right here, the proposed building for an 8-bay garage. Trucks are parked throughout this lot, and this will be for repair of vehicles, that facility. And here you see the elevations for what the structure will look like. Staff did not see the need for landscaping in this area. It's rather close to the riverfront, so you may have issues with water table and also bedrock. But the other issue is that there is no buffer yard necessary. Everything is I-3. The building is back behind this building here, and putting in landscaping simply isn't going to provide much of a shielding. And for drive area, there isn't really a great deal of point. You're not screening pretty much anything here. There are far worse things down here than, I guess, this. So essentially that's why we didn't require that. There are many things that aren't screened, and we feel what they're doing with the site and remediating it and doing that is rather sufficient and goodwill. So we would recommend approval with any conditions listed in the report. Are there any questions?
Thanks, Greg. Staff, any updates since publication? Yeah, I like that approach too. There was a moment of government logic there for anybody that didn't recognize it. It made total sense, so thank you. Yeah. Just a comment, I guess I would throw out from my days of developing truck-related facilities. It says asphalt paving. We've never been real successful with turning and churning of truck tires on asphalt paving, but that would be only a side note comment I would make. But that, and let me see, is there any detention required because of new building or anything, Greg? I don't see anything about detention.
No, it's exempt from stormwater detention due to the proximity of the river.
Okay, it just flows right on in.
Yep, there is a water quality component, which we'll work with them to see what they can obtain, mostly due to the lack of storm sewer down there. And
most of the lot is gravel, I see, so that...
Yeah, it's already hard surface.
Yeah, yep. Others on the commission? You guys are too easy tonight. One in the audience.
I do want to make a comment, but it's not really related to... It's related to this property, but not related to this request.
Okay.
So let's vote, and then I'll ask my question. Because it doesn't have anything to do with...
I'm going to ask if there's anyone in the audience, just by chance.
Okay.
And then we'll...
Then we'll ask
then
a question.
We'll,
yeah.
Yeah. Anyone in the audience with regard to this matter?
Could be. Depends on the question.
Is there anything you want to say?
Yeah.
So Mike.
So Ann has a question. Do you have a question, Ann?
I do have a question.
Ann's got a question.
So I'll ask the question to anyone who would choose to answer. And Greg, this shows my question perfectly. So when there was a tank field there, there was a dock or a pier related to that. Mm-hmm. And now that there's no tank field, that's neglected. And it's kind of, last spring it collected a huge amount of debris, and it's kind of a hazard there. It doesn't have anything to do with this request for the site development plan, but when I saw the picture there, I thought, is there an opportunity for that to be cleaned up or remediated or removed? Because there's no point to it now if there's not going to be tanks there. It's a civic beautification question.
I think from the maintenance perspective, I'll check with our operations group because we just had our levee inspection, and that's probably something they commented on.
Okay.
We have a similar situation down at the docks from the aisle They collect debris right at that corner pretty badly, and it's pretty common. So I'll check with them because they do have to do okay. that at several Great. Locations along
All
the
right.
levee.
Thank you. Thank you for answering my question.
No problem.
Good observation. Yeah. All right.
They cut them off. And
yeah, good.
So the lines going through the levee were abandoned, and then they were filled with concrete.
Oh.
That it is not going to compromise the levee.
That's good to know.
But further rationale that it's decommissioned and won't be utilized, so
right.
when in doubt, take it out. Yeah.
Ultimately, that might have to come from the Coast Guard because I believe they're the ones who permit it with in conjunction with the Corps, but the maintenance yeah. component of it, I'll have our guys look into.
Okay. Thank you.
Cool. Great. All right. Any others with regard before we go to a vote? Okay. Take a motion for case 19098.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move for approval of case 19098, subject to staff recommendations.
Second.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion and a second to approve case 19098, site development plan for 4100 Elm Street. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Okay. Case 19098 is recommended for approval. And that, I believe, brings me to commission update.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. November 5th, the City Council meeting passed the site development plan at 3476 Glenbrook Circle North. That was the commercial building at the entrance to that subdivision, and also the site development plan at 3481 Glenbrook Circle North, and that was the fourplex townhouse. Council also approved the zoning ordinance amendment that was a result of the zoning workshops, so it's done.
Hooray.
Wonderful.
They also approved the final plat of the Fountain's 6th edition and the accompanying site development plan. They approved the preliminary plat for Ewing Development 1st edition to the north of Northwest Bank Building. They approved the site development plan for Kevin Kellner's downtown building, and they approved the site development plan at 3219 Centennial Court. That is the Morris Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Contractors building. And then on the 19th, they approved the first reading of the PUD for Jefferson School.
Mm.
That was a process that, if you'll recall, started 7 months ago.
Wow.
And once it got to the council, there wasn't a single audience participant that had any comments about it.
That's you great. Took the bullet for that one and did all the work along the way, so thank you, staff,
that,
for that.
That was a little road to go on.
Yeah, good.
Also approved the rezoning of Mr. Kirchhoff's property that you had this evening off of Criswell, and they approved the final rezoning of 2528 Middle Road. That's the Ewing property for the senior housing north of yep. Northwest Bank Building. So because of you, they were rather busy the last
time. Yeah, we thank them. We thank them. Good, good. Yeah, there's a lot going on. Great. Mm-hmm. All right, anything else for the good of the cause? Nope. Then we'd stand.
I should note that we're getting an under 20-minute meeting. I think that's pretty good, Roy.
That's pretty good.
Give you all the credit for that.
That will be the record for the year, I
yes,
guarantee
I'm
you.
Yes, sure
yeah.
will be.
Yeah. All right, we're adjourned.
Yep,